It's perhaps the most prestigious corporate role in Australia, but these days being President of the Business Council of Australia is what many critics are calling issues rich. Grant King has just been elevated to the BCA's highest profile job after 16 years at the helm of Origin Energy. As the new broom replacing Catherine Livingston, Mr. King is dealing with disenchantment and confusion about the BCA's role. In his first broadcast interview as Business Council President, Grant King spoke in Sydney with the ABC's senior business correspondent Peter Ryan.
Look, I think there are many aspects of public debate out there that are making it more and more difficult for any organisation, frankly, to get its point of view across. So, yes, it might be right to say it's become more difficult to get those messages across. My hope is that in the next couple of years we can get better and better at that.
The BCA has been criticised by the former Future Fund chairman and CBA boss David Murray. The Liberal power broker Michael Kroger has weighed in, even calling for the sacking of your chief executive Jennifer Westacott earlier this year. What's your message to the BCA's detractors?
What I find generally about life is that when you agree with people, they think you're doing a great job, and when you disagree from time to time, you're criticised. It's the nature of this role and the nature of an organisation like BCA that it may well attract criticism from time to time, but that doesn't detract from its effectiveness or its capability to put forward arguments, and that's certainly something that we'll be concentrating on.
But the Business Council has been described as being out of touch, missing in action, that its voice in Canberra hasn't been as strong as it was. Are those fair criticisms?
Look, I don't think so. And frankly, from my point of view, I'm looking to the future.
One of the big areas you'll be judged on is tax reform, in particular the proposed $48 billion in corporate tax cuts to business over 10 years. Are you going to be able to get this over the line as BCA president?
Well, certainly we're going to continue to put the arguments for those changes. And I think, maybe even mischievously, there's a bit of a misrepresentation of this view. And I think it's important to differentiate between the rate of tax and the amount of tax paid. And what the BCA is arguing for is a reduction in the rate of tax. Business would be quite happy to pay more tax in total, but a lower rate, we think, is a key to doing that.
But as you say, it is a perception that it is a giveaway by the government to business, particularly given the slowest wages growth on record. You also need to sell this to ordinary Australians as well as your members.
Yeah, I think my memory is right in saying that I think work has shown that 2/3 of the benefit of tax reductions would actually go to employees. Companies would employ more people. There would be more activity. More wages would be paid, of course, to more employees, and more taxes paid on those wages. That's just one example.
But what jobs, where and how many does a corporate tax cut really mean more jobs or just more money for shareholders?
Look, I think it's an interesting thing that we often see the jobs that are disappearing because it's a natural cycle that businesses decline, opportunities disappear. It's actually harder to see where the new jobs are coming from. And that's often because the new jobs are a consequence of actually innovation, ideas and opportunities not yet conceived.
Earlier this week, Deloitte Access Economics warned of a budget blowout with bigger than expected deficits over the next 4 years. Are you concerned now that Australia's AAA credit rating is at even greater risk?
Well, I think it just follows, as a matter of logic, as you said in your question, that if those budget deficits continue to expand, then that credit rating will be at risk. I think that would be a correct statement. So I think the argument for maintaining a strong credit rating is very, very important.
The big ratings agencies have given the government 6 to 12 months to demonstrate budget repair. Are you seeing evidence of that?
I'm seeing evidence that the government's trying very hard on budget repair. Quite clearly, it's up to the government to get those changes or initiatives, if you like, through the parliament. So it is going to be a challenge.
Donald Trump has confirmed he won't be signing the Trans-Pacific Partnership. But what do you think about perhaps China stepping in and replacing the United States as a major partner in global free trade?
We don't have a large domestic economy in that relative sense. So trade is critical to Australia. We have to be an outward-looking country. We can't turn inwards and look to our own economy.
Business Council of Australia President Grant King with the ABC's senior business correspondent Peter Ryan.